she does that we've been learning up until now. Not all the skills that we learned important to not love on the mindset. But at the same time, I think we really, Bezer Hashem, we should try not to lean against the Aron. So maybe just on an angle against what the guy's going on here. And let it die. So not all the shittas that we discussed in the lamdas are going to be nogea lahalacha, but many of them help us in gaining an appreciation for the shittas. If you miss one of the shittas in the past, you still should be able to understand the shittas as long as you work hard and you do an appropriate chazara. And Chazal say there's a fiyuv, that we have a fiyuv when we learn to be masik shmaitza liyot hovazah. Says the Rosh in Simin Yud Ches, Umayya de Silka, Umayya de Livsa, Umayya de Shifta. Here, this is on the Sugya, on Da Lamid Ches, and that is on Sug, the Brach is Barakhi Adama. What's the shot? Says the Rosh, Mikhaimalon, because we pass in Maya de Kula Shilki de Shilki, that anything that's cooked is considered like the material itself. And the Brach is Barakhi Adama, Apo Ki Sheinbo Ki Im Hamara. And here, the Rosh says a feeler she wouldn't necessarily have seen in the Gemara. If everybody can move in, we don't have a microphone, and I can't scream. So the Rosh says that the halacha is that you make a hadama. That's what emerges from the sugya. He adds that even if you're not going to have the soup inside. What do I mean by that? That means that you're not going to have the actual vegetable. Then the bracha still, even if you're not eating any vegetable, nevertheless the bracha is adama. Mitama yirakos, because simla atama yirakos mevarech aleim kemosh mevarech al yirakos atzma. The Chazon Ish and Siman Lamed Gimel understands that the Rosh is saying this is based on the idea of tam kikar, that the tam of the yarak is being given into the soup, and for that reason has a din of adama. Below dami lemei peros namirin leil dezei ba'almahu, and it's not comparable to mei peros our sugya. Lefisha mashke ein lo tavim pri. So the Rosh says a little bit of a chidush. He says that the mashke doesn't have the taste of the pri, and therefore he says mei peros is different than mei shlakos. The efshar, and then he concludes shem bishel apri v'nichnas tama peros b'mayim mevarch lam bar priyayis. In such a case, if you cook, the bracha will be a borei pri ha'etz. Now, Rabosai, let's compare what we just learned in the Rosh. Let's compare it to the shita that we've seen already before. Do we have a marker?
Can you clarify something? The Efshar.
The Asher is saying he's not, he's Mesopa.
He holds like
it could very well be that in such a case, thank you.
Rosh on the bottom, which is the tour.
Yes.
Paskin says definite.
Right.
But the tour doesn't Paskin like that itself.
Right.
Okay. To interpret the Asher,
good. What is the Taz say? I didn't see the Taz. What does the Taz say?
One is either that it was a suffix, that he has something, the other one
right.
That he was just trying to explain.
Okay.
But he himself would hold it as a bar.
Okay, good. Okay. So, all right, the Taz has that exact question. So, Rabosai, what we're going to do is develop the sugya now. In a way, I feel bad for the Tosas and Chulin and the Tosas and Pesachim and so on, but we're going to develop the sugya right now according to the Rajva versus the Rosh.
They're going to be bouncing around, so it won't be as neat.
So the Rajva versus the Rosh, we're going to develop the sugya and then see how the poskim come out. Now, Ramosai, what would the halacha be according to the Rajva when it comes to soup? Now, here let's talk about vegetable soup first. What would halacha be according to the Rajva as far as vegetable soup? Now, the answer to that is that l'chura, that's a Gemara, right? That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara on Lamites. And what bracha do you make on soup? It's a Adama. According to the Rajva, why is it that you make Adama on vegetable soup? Does anybody remember?
Derech.
Derech. Excellent, you did. Because it's derech. That's the reason, according to the Rashba, you're going to make that bracha. Thank you, Jen. According to the Rush, what's the reason over here that you make a borei pri ha'adam on vegetable soup?
Because of tav.
So, in many ways, this is the best way to start, because we have two different gemaras being explained in two different ways. One gemara being explained in two different ways by the Rashba and the Rush. Now, we could talk, go all the way down and discuss many cases, not only in Hilchas Brachas, but we're going to see that the Chazon Ish will explode this into all of Shas. What would halacha be about fruit soup? What bracha would one make on fruit soup? So what would you say according to the Rush? So the Rush says, Vavshar. So let's assume, how did you report? I didn't see the Piskei Rush. How did you report?
The Rush says that you would say, the Piskei Rush says you would say, Ahoyt.
Okay, so let's go. This is, in this context, we're going with the Piskei Rush. How did the Taz come out, Oren?
I think it does say also.
Okay. So both, it seems that the general understanding is that the Rush will hold that you get a Borei Pri Eitz. Why? If you will, it's the Rush L'shitas, this is all Mefurish in the Rush, that the reason for it is because we're defining Mei Peros as not giving tam. In other words, we're now going back to the Sugya of Zeya Ba'alma. And someone, if he would do a Chazar on the six Shiurim, would put the Rush also in the list of the basic Shitas that we have. That what's the Rush is understanding? It's a new understanding of Mei Peros Zeya Ba'alma. And in many ways, this is the most important shita lahalacha, and that is, or maybe second most important shita lahalacha, that when it comes to Mei Peros, the reason why it's Zeya Ba'alma is because it doesn't have tam. Simply because it doesn't have tam, the halacha is that it gets what? It gets a borei. It gets a borei pri, a shahakal. And if it has tam, it gets a. What would the Rashba say in such a case? What would the Rashba say? Yes? What? Oh! According to the Rashba, there's a lot of room to say that the bracha is going to be a shahakal. Why? Because it's dependent on derech. And, presumably, in those days, it wasn't the derech to cook fruit juice. So, since it's lav derech, then the bracha is that's going to get a shahakal. This is the machloikis between the Rashba and the Rush. Okay. Yes, that's how the Chazon Ish Siman Lamed Gimel understands it. Okay, so let's put already over here that we're already using. We're going to spend a lot of time with the Chazon Ish because he really explodes the sugya that we're going to use the Chazon Ish. So we already have a machlokis in regards to fruit soup. Now, Rabosai, if I could just take my shtender, I won't sit today. Now let's already go and see the discussion in the tour and in the Beis Yosef. Can you pass my tour, Jenna? Let's take a look at the tour in the Beis Yosef. Thank you. Simin Reish Beis. Let's start all the way from Sif Ches. Let's first do the tour, then the Beis Yosef, then the Shulchan Aruch, then the Mishnah Berurah, then the Chazon Ish, and eventually we're going to keep on adding nafkaminas as we go along. Says the Tur, V'chol mine peros, mevarchin al mashkin yotzim and shahakol, chutz mea yotzim mea nevim v'azeis, and that's our Gemara. Avol sofei anovim shemis v'ashin lo'ol mashkin yotzim en kishar mea peros v'varchin shahakol. Alright, now we're not going to discuss too much the unripe fruits. Let's go to Yud. So, the Torah understands it as a real machlokis, the way we have it on the board. The Rashba says that the bracha is going to be shahakol. Okay, so that's what we have on the board. The Beis Yosef presents the Shitos. He does a beautiful summary, so it's kedai for us to see the Rashba summarized. Now, Rabosai, what bothers me is that some people only know this Rashba from the Beis Yosef itself. Chaval. Because the whole Rajba, the omic of the Rajba, and the beauty of the Rajba, you only get if you do the whole Rajba from the beginning to end. And the Beis Yosef is an amazing sefer. It's the encyclopedia of halacha. It was the encyclopedia of halacha for hundreds of years until they found a way of having many Talmid HaKham collaborate. And then they made the Encyclopedia of Talmudis. But there was no Talmud HaKham that created an encyclopedia as succinct and as forward as the Beis Yosef. But at the same time, it's an oversimplification of the Rajba. But let's see the Beis Yosef nevertheless. Of course, keep in mind that this is the Maran HaMechaber. This is going to be the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. The Perikets and Levarchim. Yishol Kalei Latamrim, Nafik Nei Dusha, Derech Bishol, Mi Mevarchim Labar Preetz, Ela Mashma. This is quoting all from the Rajba. The Taima of the Kadarshin, the Kim Dolchayel Shem Truma, Schikas Peris, Levar Miyayim Yishemin, Shma Mino Dolochosh Mashke, Ela Zeya Ba'alma. So he says that the Rajba says that if you cook the tamri, so then in such a case, he says lechura, it doesn't have a borapura eitz. Our Gemara says it's only zeya ba'alma. You're going to ask from the Gemara daf lamed test. V'lo dami l'may yishilko may deshifta. Da'anu kimin the rov achilosanu al yidei shlika. Meishli kasam kamosam. Hakol midi the last rachel mishkalei. V'lo mishkatei el michlebeinu behani lo amrin shiu meimein kohen. So here, the Beis Yosef gives us this yisod. And he says, I don't care about tam. I don't care about tam. At the end of the day, the question is whether it's the derech. And therefore, vegetable soup is different than fruit soup. Varash kasav. Amay damrina maya dekula shilki kishilki mevarach lambar piyadama. Aval pi sheim bo kiyam amora. V'tama yirokos. Mevarach lam kemosh mevarach yirokos atzmam. V'lo dami lemei preiros. It's not comparable to our sugya. Damrina leil dezei abamu. Fi shemashka ein lo tam pri. The mashka doesn't have the tam pri. Okay, so this is the Beis Yosef summary of what we've done up until now. Venerally, now here, I was misupik how to read these two lines. Let's read it together. Venerally, the hadamaya de shilki kishilki, this that we say, that vegetable soup gets its bracha, bein b'mishlam b'mayim, bein shisharim b'mayim, v'lo bishlam, now here the Beis Yosef discusses something that wasn't discussed explicitly both by the Rajba and the Rush. And that is, what happens if you soaked vegetables in water and you didn't cook it? So he says, I'm a supik if the bracha is going to be Bore Pri Adama. And in the end, he says, nearly, in other words, it's not Mefurish in the Rishonim. He says, if it gives tam, the bracha is going to be adama. Now, Rabosai, what's bottom line? Bottom line is that the Beis Yosef adds that if you soak and it gives off tam, the bracha is adama. Is the Beis Yosef taking sides in the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rajba? David, what you say? Yes? That what?
The Rosh.
Seems like he's going with the Rosh, right? So in Tafshin, Samach Vav, I thought like you.
Where does he get the...
I thought like you. In Tavshin Samach Vav, I thought that the Beis Yosef seemed to be working with the Rosh, Lahalacha. However, the problem with that is that... we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't come out that way. He doesn't pass him like the Rosh. He passes him like the Rajba Meikur Dedino. So I thought afterwards, no, that he was saying like this. He was saying that if the it could work even with the Rajba, that he was saying that you need both. That you need Derech and Tam. And if it's normal when it comes to vegetables to soak them as well, so then in such a case it gets Bori Pri Adama. In other words, it's not Mukhrach that he's going only with the Rosh. If he is, if David is right, and David is a simpler Mahalach, then we're going to see in a moment that the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin Mikra Dedina, like the Rajba. If that's so, so it leaves us off with a little bit of a quandary, then the Beis Yosef, he seems to be saying that the Ikra is Tam, unless I would, my answer would be that it could be the Beis Yosef is assuming you need both. You need both Derech and Tam. And since you need both Derech and Tam, the halacha will be that if it gives off Tam, you're going to be Chayev. Would the Rajba hold that if you have, Derech, but you don't have Tam, that's going to get a Borei Pri Adama? Absolutely not. It doesn't have the Tam inside of it. How can you say that it's going to get a Borei Pri Adama? The answer is that the Rajba Lechura would also agree that you go with Tam, but he needs both Derech and Tam. The Rosh only needs Tam. The Rajba, according to the Beis Yosef, Lechura would need both. And this way, let me just already go to the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look, and then I'll take questions. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look, just give me a second. In Shulchan Aruch, we're going to come back. I'll take all the questions, Bleneder. Let's take a look in Reish Beis, Sif Ches, and Sif Yud. Let's see how we pass. Dvash Hazav Mitmarim. If you have honey that has oozed out, Vamevin Yavin, this sounds like where it wasn't squeezed out. It just oozed out from the Tamar Mavar Club Shahakal. V'chein, what's the V'chein? The V'chein is being marbet Vamevin Yavin, even if it's squeezed out. V'chein, mashkin ayotzim mikol mine peros, mashkin that comes out from all types of fruits. Chutz mizeitzim v'anovim Mavar Shahakal. The bracha that you make is going to be a Shahakal. In Sif Yud, Rabosa, I'll take a lot of questions shortly, but I want to give you a little bit of a picture of the Psak. In Sif Yud, we have the Mechaber Paskini. Peiro shesharon obishlam b'mayim. Af al pi shenichnas tam apri b'mayim. Eino mevarech al osam mayim elo shahakol. The bracha that's made in Shulchan Aruch, the bracha that's made on fruit soup, if you're not eating from the fruit itself, in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is going to be like whom? The halacha is going to be shahakol. We're talking about where you're not drinking from it. In Shulchan Aruch, the bracha is going to shahakol, and the Rosh gets honorable mention. The Rosh gosav the Esher shim nichnas tam apri b'mayim mevarech borer priya eitz. And the Rosh said, Efshar, it's going to get a four period. So how do we pass in the Shiloh? The answer is, we pass in a Shahakal. So how do we see in Shulchan Aruch they pass in? Presumably then, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in not only in Lamaisa, but as well as in Longus, it seems that we pass in Derech, that Derech is going to be Koveh. If the Derech is to squeeze it, so then it retains the original bracha with the Tam, Vanei Vinyavim. If, however, it's not the Derech, even if it has the tam, in such a case, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. This lechura is what emerges. Now in Sif Yud Aleph, and then I'll take all the questions. In Sif Yud Aleph, we have this again. We have the mechaber saying, Meishriyat simukim uteinim, or maybe shulam. If you have raisins that were soaked in water or were cooked, Mevarech alahem shahakol v'yotze gam la'arosh. He says a shahakol would work even for the rush himself. Why the rush would say that that's different is not important for us right now. But again, the word gam la'arosh. In other words, mikra d'din of the Shulchan Aruch is paskiyum like the Rajba. And however, he's constantly being choshesh for the rush, and then he's stuck. But in the rush, what will be the bracha achrona? So he says, if it was something that was from the Zayin Minim, so then you're going to have a problem, you're going to eat bracha achas mein shalosh, continues the Mechaber. Avol b'bracha shachrem yesh l'stapik in mevarech par nefashos o mevarech bracha achas mein shalosh. So, in other words, if we have a machlokis, so follow the bracha shahakol, and you'll be yotze. But if it comes to the bracha achrona, you can't make a bar in the fashos and be yotze both. So then he says, Yirei Shemayim lo yishtel b'sol chasu'uda. That Yirei Shemayim, therefore, have to be careful when it comes to these drinks, because it's dependent on Machlokas Rashba and Rosh, and if it's from the Shivas Aminim, you're going to be stuck in the Bracha Achrona. So how does it work? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba, and he gives honorable mention to the Shitas HaRosh. Rabosai, let's put just for 1 minute, let's go put the Rashba and Rosh and contextualize them to our sugya in being magdir. What are the words mei perozeya ba'alma mean? Let's do the lumdus. What's the, how will the Rashba understand the words mei perozeya ba'alma, and how will the Rosh be mazbir our Gemara? And then you can put in the list with Tosfos and Rashi, our discussion, we spent a lot of time on how to understand Shitas Rashi. How does the Rashba understand what the expression Mei Peiro Zeya Ba'alma means? What does he understand Mei Peiro Zeya Ba'alma means? For example, we had a discussion whether Zeya Ba'alma just means that it's not the fruit. Or does it mean that it's mamish sweat, it's nothing? How does the Rashba understand the word Mei Peiro Zeya Ba'alma? Yes, Daniel?
If you would generally eat it as a priest.
But you're restating. You're restating the Rosh Bashita. What's the lumdus of you? How does he understand the word Zeya Ba'alma? What do the words Zeya Ba'alma mean according to the Rashba? Or, well, who did I start with? The Rosh? Rashba? How does he understand the word Zeya Ba'alma? For example, Shitas Tosos is in Psachim that Zeya Ba'alma means that's a nothing. And you have Xeris Akosa that says Zaysim Vanovim is going to be Chayiv. Would Tosas in Psachim say that if all of a sudden it becomes the Derech, then it's going to get a Borei Priya Eitz? Very good, Avram Yitzchak. Presumably not. Because Tosas holds that the Torah was Kovat, the din of Borei Priya Gofen on Yayin. It was Koveya Bore Priya Eitz on Shemen. It's not that somehow the Derech changes it. That's not Shitas Tosas. So what would the Rashba, and Tosas understands Zeya Ba'alma the way we understood was literally Zeya Ba'alma. That's how we were Masbir in the past. That's Mamish has no Chashivus. What? How does the Rashba understand Zeya Ba'alma? Yes, Yoni?
The Rashba says the same thing as Tosas says. Zeya Ba'alma is really not anything, because the only derech for mashkev Zeya Ba'alma, for to make a mashkev from a priest would be the oil and the water.
Good. And so, what does derech do?
Derech is teaching us that if it is the derech to make it into that drink, then in that case you would make a.
Very good. According to the Rashba, Zeya Ba'alma means that's not chashav because it's not normal for people. If it's normal, then it's considered a chashuv, and then it's an extension of the pri itself. It's not the same shita of Tosas. According to Tosas, it's exeris hakasuv. According to Tosas, it's exeris hakasuv. That you have, the Torah makes it chashuv. According to the Rashba, it's the derech that makes it chashuv. That's the difference between Tosas and Pesachim and the Rashba. According to the Rosh, Rabosai, what is the definition of Zeya Ba'alma mean? Actually, I would argue that according to the Rosh, the expression of Zeya Ba'alma is very—it's very pure. The Rosh's Mahalach is very pure in the sugya. Yes, Mordechai Yaakov.
It doesn't have the same amount of taste of the
fruit. Right, Zeya Ba'alma is pshuto kimashmo. It's not the fruit itself because it doesn't have the taste in it. But it could very well be that if it has the tam, then it's the pri itself. Similar to Tam Ki Iker, Vamevin Yavin, the Rosh will have to answer Tosas' Kash on Tam Ki Iker. See the Chazon Ish. Okay? There's only a certain amount that we could do, but Tosas in Pesachim, we wanted to answer Tosas in Pesachim's Teretz according to Shitas Rashi about Tam Ki Iker. According to the Rosh, the Kash is really a bomb Kasha. Okay? Mirtz Hashem, when you learn your Talmidim, there's only, how many sheetahs have we done already? We've done already 7 or 8 sheetahs. There's only a certain amount. We could spend 2 months on Sugya Mei Peros. It's a Mayim She'en La himself. Or Mei Peros She'en La himself. But Zeh Ba'alma She'en La himself. But at the end of the day, this is a basic construct. This is why I stopped on the board over here, is I want you to put the Rajba and the Rush in the context of the previous shiurim, where he contrasted Rashi, Tosos, the Chacham Tzvi, the Shita of Tosos in Chulin, the Rambam that we did yesterday, and so on. That's one board, if you will. And now what we're doing is the board La Halacha. And it comes out that La Halacha, really, the poskim play with the Rush and the Rajba, so I didn't even put the other Shitas, but those Shitas, if we would be doing it this way, we would continue on Rashi, Tosos in Psachim, Tosos in, we didn't get to it, there's a Tosos in Chulin, the Rambam, you would put that all extending this way on the board. So,
are there any
the Rajba? We said that if it's Derech, then it's Chashav. If it's not Derech, then it's not Chashav. The Derech defines whether it's Zeh Ba'alma. That's how the Rajba is learning. And that's how the Halacha is going to come out. That's how Mikra Dina Halacha comes out.
It's not like
Tosos. Yoni, it helped Yoni out just to get his bearings to use Tosos, but he didn't. I'm Dan Lukavskos, he didn't mean Tosos knowledge. Okay. Now Rabosat. Yes, Mordechai. Yeah. Now Blin Eder said that I would let you ask questions. I want to keep on moving though, because the last thing you guys want to do is do May Paris again tomorrow. So I want to keep things moving. Yes, Mordechai. Go ahead. Although I think this is very, very rewarding to put this in the overall scheme and then to see how the poskim understand La Halacha. You know, we smuch as if we're Rashi. Look, you guys know, Rashi's my favorite. But at the end of the day, Rashi doesn't find his way into Halacha's form a lot of times. But we have to know, at the end of the day, how it comes out. How our sugya comes out Halacha L'maisa. Yeah.
Based on what the Rush says, he would never ever say that if you would never say Prujus is Hayat. He would never be said that it has no taste, but according to what he's saying he'd never ever say that. He said it's the taste of it.
Oh. So that's a very, very interesting question. The problem is that the Rush seems to say even if it's squeezed out, it doesn't have the time. And that was one of the things that I told you, Rav Nevinzal said that Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered by that. It was one of these cases where it was hard to fit the halacha with the mitzius, and that is that to say that there isn't the tam on apple juice of the apples is a little bit difficult.
So the Ma'amar Yom Tov explains it. He says it's not as much taste as
Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered by that.
How do we see that the Torah says that it's both there and tam?
I said in the Beis Yosef, because I was stuck on the Beis Yosef. Again, in one sentence, the Beis Yosef himself paskins like the Rajba. And here, he's explaining according to the Rush. Once upon a time, I thought the Beis Yosef was explaining according to the Rush. And then, I got stuck, because I looked back at the Beis Yosef himself paskins like the Rajba. I tried to re-explain the Beis Yosef, even according to both the Rajba and the Rush. I left that as a tzarach here. Yes, Aiden.
According to the Tosfos in Pesachim, we said that the Yayin and Devash are considered Zeh Ba'alma, yeah?
Right.
So according to Tosfos, nothing else would ever get...
You know what, Tosfos, I didn't discuss today? I didn't mean to... That's... In the past, Beis Yosef showed me my pleasure afterwards. Yes, David.
Would the Rush hold Tom Kaker? The whole...
The concept of Tom Kiker is for sure everybody agrees with. It's a big machlokes v'sham with the Raisa the Rabbanon.
He possibly.
Yeah. Everybody holds Tom Kiker. It's a machlokes with the Raisa the Rabbanon. Yes.
In Pesachim, Tosfos open up.
It's on the Rush. Good. So start with the Rush.
Fine. So the Rush holds that.
You have to know how to. Rush. One of the big things when Mirtz Hashem is you have to know how to ask your Rebbe a question.
The Rush.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The Rush says.
Go ahead.
The Rush. The Rush holds that everything that matters is time, right?
Yes.
And then Tosfos was bothered about it, then what do we have to exist to gossip?
So it sounds you already know how to do it. You asked Rav Wiesner Dafka that question. You already learned the tricks. Go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
The Rush... The Rosh holds that Tom is everything.
I wasn't the only Rebbe that noticed that. Go ahead, yes. Good, Gavaldik. I know, no problem with that.
The Rosh...
Yeah. Benji does. Okay, go ahead.
The Rosh is Somech only on Tom, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Everything goes off Tom.
Right.
Those are the problem about people who about what to do with the Xeris Akasov then and Yain and Shemin. But if the Rosh is learning everything from Tom, then what does he do with the Xeris Akasov? Why do we need the Xeris Akasov?
That's what I said. I said the Rosh is going to have to answer Tosfos' kasha about Tom Kiker.
No. That's the first question in Tosfos about why do we have the Xeris Akasov.
He might also have to answer that question. Say the Gemara. Mirtz Hashem, one day you'll teach Torah, you'll address it. Yes, Eitan, go ahead. Good. Yeah, go ahead.
With the Rosh, when it comes to, I understand when it comes to carrots, taste of carrots, but when you have a taruvah, so it's full of vegetables, but still it has
the taruvah of all those vegetables.
But it doesn't have the top, but it doesn't taste like a vegetable, it tastes vegetable. I find that hard.
So that would be certainly Adama, or there's no reason it shouldn't get Adama based on this. Okay, Rabosai, now, let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha. Eitan, you had a follow up?
No, it's that it doesn't have a tom of a
single. It has a tom of vegetables.
Well, I thought it had to be a tom of a single.
Eitan's friend, I forgot who it was, being Manny, they said about chicken soup or basar. If you boil basar and the basar is, it seems to be that it's saying whatever the most prominent flavor.
Correct. It's later on in Shulchan Aruch. It's found later on in Shulchan Aruch. Correct.
So in a vegetable soup. It's a mishmash.
No, but it's a mishmash of a bunch of vegetables. So if it's a mishmash of a bunch of vegetables, you're right. In a chicken soup, it's a very, very interesting question. I can't discuss every topic, but remind me, we have to get to that. We haven't discussed that in Halacha Shir, so we have to discuss that. What's going to be the halacha in terms of a chicken soup that has vegetables inside of it? But if it has only vegetables, it's never pashut. Then in such a case, that's going to get a bar priya gosh. Rabosai, let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha Divrei Hamaskil al Osam Hamayim. And let's now quantify and qualify the machlokis that we've had up until now and just extend it a little bit more. Says the Be'er Halacha al Osam Hamayim. So we're now talking about fruit juice. The fruit soup. In Siv Yud, Be'er Halacha Divrei Hamaskil al Osam Hamayim. Mashma, says the Be'er Halacha, Dalaperos Gufam Lebarachal and Barach Haruyelen. If you're eating the actual fruit itself, so then in such a case it gets a Barach Priha Eitz. V'chei Mucha V'chogev Ram B'shem HaRajba. Even the Rajba is going to say that if it's not the Derechon, that means on the soup. But if you're having the fruit, so then in such a case, what bracha is it? It's going to get our eggs. V'alkar d'mayr she'tolim lechol ben chayim mevushalim. And we're talking about a fruit that would be well eaten, both raw and cooked. That means many fruits today. Let's say plums. Plums are made in eaten raw, and yet plums are also cooked. D'ilavachim v'arkalim rak shahakol. But if it wasn't the derech to cook it, so then the bracha would be shahakol. But nevertheless, in regards to fruit soup, le'inyan arotav lo amrin she'mimein kimosam. Im lo she'e rov achilas osan aperes alidei bishul. Kein tzarek levar ha'shulchan aruch. He says that if the majority of the achila is going to be through bishul, then, in such a case, the fruit will get our eitz as well as the fruit soup. However, if the majority is not, then it gets a shahakol. However, the Be'er Halacha, three lines into the next column, quotes, according to the Rajba, Ad Kedei Kach, I don't know why the Be'er Halacha started out this way, is Rov. Because he points out, V'ule, in the brackets, Dila Rajba, Af b'shedarkan lechom v'vushon k'mo chayim b'shava, gam kei mo de la rosh, d'mahani l'vorech borer priya eitz. The Rajba would agree to the Rosh that if it's the derech to cook these fruits as fruit soup, so then the bracha would be eitz. V'lo nechlak, and the only machlokis between the Rajba and the Rosh is, where it's better to eat it cooked. אבל דרכון לאכול רק חיים, מה שאין כן בזה. ואין שם ברשב"א בחידושיו. So רבוסי, the חיוב of bracha, according to the Rashba, is it depends if it's the derech or not. Not even rov. So if the derech is for people to cook this as fruit soup, it's normal, then in such a case, even just on the soup, according to the Rashba, the bracha is a borei pri ha'etz. So even though the Rashba said it was a shahakol, we need to add, when we're talking about soups, fruit soup, if we're talking about fruit soup that's normal to cook, and I would go so far as to say plums, in such a case, both the Rosh and the Rashba would say that the bracha is a eitz, and this is found in the Be'er Halacha. According to Be'er Halacha, this is what emerges. So, even though we said that the bracha is going to be a shahakol, the Rashba holds the moment it's the derech, then it gets a eitz. And that would mean then, if you consider plums the derech to cook, now that's an open question. But if you consider a derech, then even the Rashba would say that the bracha over here is going to be a eitz. Yes, sir. Okay.
I think that
one.
Okay. Because the stay here is, there are two conditions. Even if it's a normal way to cook it, however, it's not a common way, so it's still not to get up for a bread.
Right.
So you need the most of the plums.
So this is it. Is the pshat that you need the most of the plums or the derech? The derech for plums. Say so here,
when he says that it's good, I mean the other side that it's still it's good, and there are people that do it, and it doesn't sound ridiculous. And
right, weird. Right. So I think the definition here is Rav Neman Sal told me on this here. I mentioned this very quickly in the Halachas here last time that the Piskei Tshuva says that the Chazon Ish disagrees and says as long as it's the derech, even if it's not ruban, and the Be'er Halacha says ruban. Rav Neman Sal told me that Ruban over here means Derech.
What's Derech?
That even the Be'er Halacha would say if it's normal. If it's normal.
What's
so there's no machlokis, according to, what I'm pointing out is it could very well be, even according to the Chavetz Chaim. If it's the Derech, now you're right, Rav Elkanah. What is the word, what?
What's the Vim Lechol? Means the one that he says it doesn't consider us Robin.
Which line of Tovim Lechol are you referring to?
The fifth.
What's that? Yeah, the fifth. Fifth line. Kimo Chaim B'Shavet. Gam Kein Moda LaRosh. Mahanin Varach Bar Priya Eitz. V'lo Nechlak Rak Kishet Tovim Lechol Mivushalim. Only if it's good, but it's not very common. So you're right. What we have to do is define a little bit what the word very common is. Okay? Let's say someone brings an exotic fruit. Exotic fruit soup. It's, you never saw that fruit, but it tasted good. That's how I'm reading Tovim Chaim. That's how I'm reading. But if the derech, plums are normally made into, there's a term for the plums that are...
Kompot.
Kompot, right? So kompot, it's normal to cook that, I would say that in such a case, even the water of it would get a borei priyates. And again, Rav Neman Sal Shita was to understand that Ruban doesn't mean that the majority of the plums are used for this, but he said Ruban and Derech is the same thing. Rav Neman Sal Shita tells on quite a few places that Ruban and Derech are the exact same thing. And then there would be no machlokis between the Chazon Ish and the Be'er Halacha. So we're pointing out that even though time is not enough, but if it's normal, like plums for kompot, what would be is a borei pri or eggs. The Piskei Tshuva has another couple of ha'aros on this. For example, this I mentioned tangentially. This, if you follow, you follow. If you don't, you don't. It also has to be that it's not that simply you're doing it just simply to get the juice out of the fruit, but it's one of the ways of eating the fruits, which is kompat, of plums. Plums are, you do that with what's also called the tsorech hapri. So there are a few conditions, but presumably kompat falls into that category. The guys are right that if you had cooked other things with it, like chicken and so on, then the halacha would totally, now I'm not talking about kompat now, but in soups, then the halacha would be totally different. Okay. And it also has to get the full-fledged tam of the plum, which I think the kompat does give off the full-fledged tam of the plum. Now, Rabosai, the next thing that I want to do is share with you, go through the Chazon Ish. Now, after you learn a sugya, if you want to read a great posek and challenge yourself to be able to see if you really understood the sugya, the Chazon Ish, as I've mentioned in the past, the Chazon Ish to Halacha Lamaisa is the way the Ramban was to the early Rishonim. The Chazon Ish pushes through the Rajma and the Rush with absolute analysis ad hasof. He makes this list a lot longer. He discusses many other places in Shas, like a Ramban. Discusses many other places in Shas where this is going to come up. And then he takes sides on a very important issue, both in terms of brachos, as well as in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Ad Kan, we've gone through the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Psak, and we really just applied in one area, just in terms of plums. Now we're going to see things from the eyes of the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurahs are straightforward. You can read over the Mishnah Berurahs on your own. We already, the way we were Masbir Shulchan Aruch, was fundamentally like the way the Mishnah Berurah does. Do you mind passing the Chazon Ish, please? Yes, Ben. Yes.
The Bible holds the Tom is not critical. We don't need Tom.
According to the base Yosef, we thought maybe the Rajba holds that Tom is critical as well. But the base Yosef's position, if you will, the problem is the Rajba himself seems to reject the idea of Tom being important. If you look back in the words of the Rajba, he doesn't seem to hold that Tom is going to be important. So in the Beis Yosef, one line of the Beis Yosef seemed to indicate that Tam was critical as well. But what is the Etzem Shitas HaRajba? I don't know if we have to take sides on this issue. Rabosai, let's take a look. Do you have the Chazon Ish photocopied?
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Simin Lamed Gimel, the Chazon Ish does an amazing job over here. It would be mamish criminal to do the sugi without seeing the Chazon Ish's application to the sugi. Kuf Lamed Gimel Oz Hey, where, let's pick up Vihine. Vihine, Hanischotim mitapuz v'chavroseim, those things that are squeezed out of an orange and fruits like them, v'adai yesh ben kedusha shvis, they certainly have kedusha shvis. Why does he say they certainly have kedusha shvis? That's yesterday's sugya. The Rambam said that Hayotze min Aser is Aser. So if it has Kedusha Shvius, even what comes out is Aser as well. Mikol Makom Iser D'Rabbanan Ika. This is, if you remember, I had told you that according to Chazon Ish, it's only Iser D'Rabbanan. V'yalchina v'alchina mecheli v'shratzim Ika Kedusha Shvius min HaTorah. It will have Kedusha Shvius min HaTorah. V'hine, skipping a line, Nechluku HaRishonim B'din Mashkin HaYotze. Rishonim disagree in regards to the juice that ebbs out. Das Tosas Chulin, the Dafka Yotze Amidei Melicha V'Schita. Avala Yotze Al Yudei Bishul, Hainu Tam Kikur Dasim Min HaTorah. Tosas Shita is that if it's cooked for Shvius, it's going to be Asim Min HaTorah. V'zu Das HaRosham, and this is the opinion of the Rush. Skip down a few lines. Avala Das HaRajba, B'chidusha of Lebrachos, the ain chiluk be mashkin yotzei de bishul al yidei schita. Oh, the Chazon Ish gives us another nafgamina between the Rush and the Rajba. Fruit soup that's cooked on shmita. What's halacha going to be? Does that have kedusha shviyas or not? According to the Rajba, If the derech is not, so then no. It's lav derech. Remember, in those days it was not the derech. So then the answer is no, it doesn't have. However, according to the Rosh, yes, it will have kedusha shmius. It does have kedusha shmius. We all know that during, it's in 2 years from now, I think, is going to be Shemitah here, and you have to treat all the peros with kedusha, not let throw it into the garbage. That would not only apply to the fruit itself, it will also apply to the cooked fruit as well, because tam ki ikar is going to be d'oraisa. Oh, that's number one. V'chol she'eino omeid l'kaf, 4 lines from the bottom in the Chazon Ish, and anything that's not omeid, choshiv zeya, it's considered zeya. Va'av dalo yedei bishul choshiv zeya. And also the time through bishul is going to be considered zeya, says the Chazon Ish. Umash menami, continuing on 3 lines from the bottom. Dim omeid l'schita, nami hayotzim en choshiv piri. V'chei mashma b'loshen arash basham. And what will come out in regards to if you squeeze out the fruit? According to the Rajba, orange juice on Shemitah, does it have Kedusha? If it's normal to squeeze out the oranges, so the Chazon Ish says a big Chiddush. Here we should point out that everything we're doing is based on the Chazon Ish. Up until now was the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura. And now we're starting with the Chazon Ish. So then, according to the Rosh, if you squeeze it out, does it have Kedusha Shmias? If you squeeze it out, the Rosh assumed
it's not
time. It's not time. So the answer is no. However, according to the Rajba, what's the halacha? The Rajba says it all depends on derech. If it's derech, and orange juice today is derech, and therefore we'll have kedusha shvius. Okay, so that's application number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Application number 5, outside of the regular sugya, may peros. Application number 6, says the Chazon Ish. Umashma dim omei l'schita nihi hayotzei n'chashe piri v'chei mashem l'oshon rashba umi umashma b'shabbos. Now the Chazon Ish goes to Hilchos Schita on Shabbos. D'chol peira zula zeisim v'anovim einan omdim l'schita. The Gemara in Shabbos, here I need to give you a 1 minute background. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the halacha is that what's aser min ha-Torah to squeeze is zeisim v'anovim. That's what's aser min ha-Torah to squeeze. Why? Because in those days, the zeisim v'anovim were primarily squeezed. The Gemara says, tusim and rimonim, it's not the derech most of the time to squeeze, and therefore it's only aser min d'rabbanan. And then there are some fruits that you don't squeeze at all, and then the halach is etz mutter. So that's the answer on Shabbos in regards to schita. Now, what's the reason Zeisim HaNovim is chayiv min HaTorah? Because it's a derech to squeeze. Says the Raj, says the Chazon Ish, v'afil tusim u'rimonim, k'damar v'ed yopsachim, that's not the derech, and it gets tusim HaNovim, the bracha, he's going to be a shahakol, as well as that when it comes to truma, it's not truma tzeya ba'alma, avol yesh la'ayin l'das ha-rajba, im darchon bibishol, ichaye va'afa yotzmen alidei schita. V'nira dekima dein darchon bischita yotze alidei schita choshev zeya. And then he says, here it's even more explicit, v'yesh la'ayin, about 5 lines from the top in the Chazon Ish, l'das ha-rajba, mzeo din mukhra, she'en kol ha-peros omdim l'schita, em yishtane ha-dover b'dor min ha-doros. He says, what happens today where it's normal to squeeze? On Shabbos, what's going to be the halacha of schita? On Shabbos, schita. If you're going to squeeze a tropicana orange. So if you read most kids' svarim, thank you, If you read Moe's Kitzer Svarim, you will see that they'll say the Isser Doraisa is only is Zeisim Vanovim, says the Chazon Ish. But what happens if it's a fruit that's bred to be squeezed? In such a case, on Shabbos, it would be an Isser Doraisa. According to the Rosh, we never saw that anything, that the sugya of Zeya Ba'alma was anything aside from Derech or not. I'm sorry, Tam or not. So you can't see anything in Hilchos Shabbos. However, according to the Rajba, the Chazon Ish says that nowadays, orange juice again, ulai, isur doraisa. V'halacha mishana. And the halacha changes. The halacha is going to change. Because, according to the Rajba, the whole idea of the fruits being Zeya Ba'alma and not being a Choshev Dika juice is only because it's not the Derech. But if today it's the Derech, so then in such a case it would be Nisa Daraisa. I take this sheet of the Chazon Ish very seriously, La'alacha. I think the Chazon Ish's Mahalach makes a lot of sense. And he points out that the Gemara over there in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Dalid said that the reason why you're not chayiv min haTorah and oranges is because it's not the derech. So he says, according to the Rajba, it's clear that the significance of Tusim Rimonim, the reason why it gets a shahakl is because it's not the derech. So that means Bizman Azed, halacha by Tusim Rimonim, Hilcha Shabbos is going to change. Amazing. Another nafkamina. Ve'efsher diyesh, continues the Chazon Ish, ve'efsher. Ve'efsher diyesh nafkusa, bezeh lekula, imutar lesachtam b'shmiyas. Are you allowed to squeeze fruits on Shemitah? Go ahead, Reb Osa, you finish off. Shemitah, are you allowed to squeeze it? Just a little bit of background. Squeezing fruits is going to be problematic on Shemitah. Why? Because you're taking a fruit and you're being mazik it. You're destroying it. Oh. According to the Rosh, the Gemara says Zeya Ba'alma, it's Zeya Ba'alma. Zeya Ba'alma, it's always Zeya Ba'alma. And therefore, squeezing it is going to be Asur. Shemitah, squeezing.
Are we talking about the Zameh Alav and Katush?
No, I said squeezing. So the Rosh said squeezing is going to be what? Squeezing is going to be Asur. But according to the Rajba, maybe we now have a Kula. If it's normal for people to squeeze oranges, Bisman Azeh, the Kula becomes a Chumra and the Chumra becomes a Kula. On Shabbos, Chazon Ish argues according to the Rajba, you'll be over in Issa D'Oraisa. But on Shemitah, it could very well be that's going to be Mutter. Why? Because you're not being Mekalka. You see how you're going to read the Gemara Zeya Ba'alma is going to have hashlachas in so many sugyas. And now, every single one of these paragraphs of the Chazon Ish are discussed in detail by Poskim today. These are really, really very important applications to the shaylos. Oh, now Rabosai, let's get back down to the final application. What's the final application? What's the final application? Brought us now. We traveled all the way around the world. Rav Braunschweig used to joke that after davening, you need to give somebody a shalom aleichem after Shmon Esrei, because he begins to start thinking about what's going on at work, and then he thinks about what's going on in the stock exchange in Tel Aviv, and he thinks about the stock exchange in Hong Kong, and then New York, and then he comes back to where he was davening. So you have to give him a shalom aleichem afterwards. So now you have to give us a shalom aleichem. We traveled all the way around the world, and now we came back to brachas daf lamechem. Oh, so now, what's the bracha going to be? What are we going to say as far as the bracha on the juice? So Rabosai, what's the halacha? What bracha will you make on our orange juice today? So, if it's the derech, So then it's the actual fruit itself. So comes out the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says he thinks that today the bracha on orange juice should be Oetz. Take a look on the top of page 96. He has more reasons why he thinks it should be an Eitz. Aba afim lo choshev grach schita, adayim b'machlok yeshnuya, gildas harosh, dekol sherubo, ro misham shenel salti mashki choshev pri. And therefore, the bracha should be a ha'eitz. The Chazon Ish says that he thinks, again, this is all according to the Chazon Ish, there'll be ha'eitz according to the Rashba. Again, I want to emphasize that this is the Chazon Ish. Now, according to the Rashba, the bracha is going to be ha'eitz. Oh, what are we going to say according to the Rush? Now, the Chazon Ish does something amazing here. He wants to say, even according to the Rush, you should make eitz. First of all, Lania's deity in Shulchan Aruch, it's already enough. In Shulchan Aruch, it's enough. Because Mikra Dedina, we pass him, the only thing is, in Shulchan Aruch, where it's Choshesh. So maybe then you would be careful, you wouldn't be able to eat orange juice except the Socha Su'uda. Drink oranges. Says the Chazon Ish, Od Yesh Lomar. This is how he concludes the piece before the end of Simul Amidalit. Od Yesh Lomar, the Gamma Rosh Mo de la Rajba. Dehecha de Iker Darko Beschita Choshepri. He says, maybe the Rosh even agrees with the Rajba. Then what? Then if it's the Derech, then it gets all, then it gets, it's considered the Pri. Vaha de Hutzrecha Rosh, Lemiev Taima Beme Shlilka, Mishum de Tam Ki Iker. Aye, he said when it came to soup, Tam, the Hassam ain't died on a mashkin. Because there you're not thinking of the mashke. Elechol se yorakam avusho. I will call died to a mashkin, choshev pri. If it's entirely, his das is entirely on the mashke, so then it's considered a pri even according to the Rush. The Rush only said Tam, the Chazon Ish claims, where that's not the primary thing. If it's not the primary thing, so then you need the Chiddush of Tam. However, if it is the primary, then it's entirely dependent on Derech. This argument of the Chazon Ish L'chura, I would say, is not Mukruch in the words of the Rush. Because the Rush seemed to say that the reason why you make Eitz on... You don't make a... Let's start this way. The reason why you don't make a Eitz on Jews, on Meperos, is because it doesn't have the time. It doesn't sound like it's dependent on Derech or not. But the Chazon Ish wants to go so far as to say it's possibly within the Shitas HaRosh. However, the Chazon Ish concludes, Va'omnom b'mishnah brura simen reish hei siv gimel kosa b'shem achronim da rosh cholek after Derech v'miskatinu, that the Mishnah Berurah understood not that way, that the Rush disagrees. But either way, the Chazon Ish already has got a very, very powerful point. And to say that the Rajba says that everything is dependent on Derech, that should be enough. However, it seems to be a big machlokis haposkim, and the Minhag Olam is clearly to make a shahakal. But, and here's an important but. Rabbo say, here's a bomb. How much time do we have for Mincha? We have a couple minutes. Here's the halacha lemaisa, interesting ha'ara lahalacha. Rav Nevinsal feels that even though the Mishnah Berurah clearly paskin is not that way, and that he makes no mention of juice, the halacha being that one makes anything but a shahakol, if there's pulp, he thinks that it should be higher. That's why the guys know I was looking for juice with pulp. I couldn't find the juice with pulp. I asked David also in the kitchen.
How much pulp?
And so that's what I wanted to show him. So I drew for him the size of what I thought was the average pulp. I said to him, this small? He said yes. He says I think it's recognizable that it comes from the fruit. Once it's recognizable that it comes from the fruit, he thought that there's room to say 8. Where is that in Shulchan Aruch? So actually, we will not, on the sugya of Trima, we will not do that, have a day, Bli Neder. I'm going to show it to you now in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we did this right before Mincha once, but let me show it to you again. The Mechaber has Tmarim Shemiachan Biyad Simin Reish Bei Siv Zayin. If you have dates that have been crushed by the hand, Va'osamehem Isa, you make a paste, Va'otzimen Agarinin, and you take out the pits, then the bracha that you make is a Borei Priya Eitz. The Ramah then says, now we don't know exactly what these things are. If you have smashed fruits, it gets eggs. And some say you make a shahakal. Now, there's no smashed fruit more smashed than orange juice with pulp. The question is, who do we paskin like in this shita? There are two deos in the Ramah. The first opinion, who says some that's really pulverized gets a ha'eitz, or the opinion that says shahakal. Really pulverized, we mentioned already in the halacha shir, we don't mean something that's entirely pulverized. It means entirely pulverized, there's no pulp, so then in such a case, then it's going to get a shahakal. How do we paskin if there's only a little bit left? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Beis quotes the Achronim say we pass them like the first day. That's the reason we mentioned the applesauce gets a eitz, even if it's really, really, really smashed out applesauce. And that's the reason also that if you have pulp in the juice, remember the self-thought, it might get a Borei Priya Eitz. So even though, and by the way, the Chazon Ish has this argument, even though we reject the Minhag Olam is not to follow the Chazon Ish to Chlichoshish to the Shitas HaRashba, and to say that's considered derech, maybe one could argue that still it's not the rov for to use it for juice. And for that reason, it's still going to get a shakol. The minigolem is to make a shakol. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish pointed out there's another reason. If you take a look, the Chazon Ish himself quotes this. Mina Omar Nilmud, on the bottom of Mem Ches, the Chazon Ish argues, on the bottom of Mem Ches, that the halacha should be that when it comes to orange juice, he says, maybe we should say it's even like risuk, something that's been entirely pounded out, but has a little bit of the juice. So he says, well, that's going to only be if it has, excuse me, a little bit of the orange, a little bit of the fruit. That's only if it has a little bit of the fruit. So if it has a little bit of fruit, that's already a reason to make our eggs. Then he goes to the Rajban, he says, that's there. So Rav Nevensal says like this, this is all, I'm being masbir what he said in one sentence. The first argument that we mentioned of derech, we don't follow this. That far we don't say. To say that's a derech. Why? Could be because at the end of the day, most oranges are still, there's a certain brand that's bred for a derech to squeeze. But most oranges, generally oranges are bred to be eaten. So therefore the bracha is going to be a shahakal. But if there's some remnant, you had a question, I'll take it in a moment. If there's a remnant of the fruit, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be high. It's a big chiddush la'halacha. The minhag olam is not that way, it seems. But l'chura, it's found in the Shulchan Aruch. It makes sense in the Shulchan Aruch. So we see the Chazon Ish's amazing applications of this machlokis. He's based on this, he says that according to Rajva, the bracha is going to be a eitz. His chiddush in the rush, we found a little bit difficult. But the Chazon Ish doesn't even need us to accept that to have a very, very valid point. Because at the end of the day, we paskin mikra d'dina like the Rajva. Paskin mikra d'dina like the Rajva. But it could be that one could argue that still most fruits, the derech is not, and the fact that Shrapikana breeds oranges, that's not enough to say that's derech. It has to be derech for the fruit in general to be squeezed out. Okay, yesh lodin, it's very dakistic. However, if you're going to have still a shemetz of the fruit, there's a lot of room to say that it needs a borei priyaitz. So one of the guys told me that it's hard to find good orange juice nowadays with pulp. Could be halacha,
good orange juice is no longer the one with the pulp. Why? Because it's real, it'll come out, it's a real steak of the disease. It could be the best type of orange juice to drink is orange juice without pulp. I'm not talking la halacha lemaisa now. These are the shitas. La halacha, probably, I would say that person has to choose. Then they should choose. The Chazon Ish would say you make eitz on everything. But according to most, you don't. So if you have to choose, and it's orange juice with pulp or without pulp, so our vote is that without pulp is better, la halacha, than with pulp, and then the bracha, according to Minhag HaOlam, is going to be a shahakal. One more clarification, I'll take Avi's ha'ara. I erroneously mentioned to you in the past that Rav Schechter Shita about the bracha on orange juice, I had taken what he had said regards to applesauce, which we're going to get to in Mirtz Hashem later on in the week, and I had erroneously extended it to juice. So that was a mistake. In Mirtz Hashem, we're going to discuss that sheet of the Bach in regards to applesauce. Yes, Amy?
According to the way we read the Chazon Ish's interpretation of the Rashba,
yes,
it differs than what we originally thought about the Rashba.
Why?
What we said originally about the Rashba is that he holds like the Rush in regards to Tom as well, but he also needs Derek. We said he needs both, right?
Right.
But we see by over there, by the orange juice with the Kedushas Shavias, that the Rush would say no because there's no Tom. But then the Rush would say since there's Derek, you know, then it would have Kedusha, yeah?
I don't follow. Why
we said before that the Rush needs Tom and the Rashba needs Derek and Tom.
We said that according to Beis Yosef, that might be his Shita.
So the Beis Yosef and the Chazon Ish differ on their interpretation of the Rashba.
That's a possible bar.
Because if you're putting a check over there, that doesn't agree with how the Beis Yosef define the Rashba, because the Rashba needs Tom and Derek.
Correct. That's a very good bar. That's a very good bar.